I'll let the thank you, Jan. So first of all, welcome to the fourth edition of the Sustainable High Energy Physics Conference. This is the first day of four. We will be running from today, the 12th of May, until the 15th of May. We've set it up so that we have two main time zones. So today and tomorrow will be more time zone friendly for North and South America. And then Wednesday and Thursday will be more time zone friendly for Europe, Africa, Asia, Oceania, in the aim to try to make sure that as many people as possible can attend some of the sessions online. So, introducing our organizers. I'm Hannah, and we have a wonderful group of people that have put together this conference, including Shreyasi, Chandramouli, Jan, Stefania, Vasiliki, and Sukanya. Additional thanks also to some earlier organizers from Bryce, Ellis, and Luca, sorry. If you do need to contact us throughout the conference, the best way to contact us is by emailing us, because then we all see it. So if you email us at susthep25@physics.ox.ac.uk, then one of us will try to get back to you as soon as possible. There are other ways to contact us. You can try in the Zoom chats or in Mattermost as well, but email is where we can guarantee that we'll see your message. So we're really excited to say that this year we've got over 200 registrations from 37 different countries. So really wonderful to see such an international group of you join us this year. We do still have 3 days left to register, and we've left it this way so that if others do wish to join, they can still access the recordings and the resources of this conference afterwards. So if you think of any of your colleagues or peers who you think would find this interesting or useful, please do share the conference with them and the fact that they can still register until the end of the conference. Also, we asked you when you signed up to give us some of your data in how much distance you would have traveled if you had come to an in-person conference, potentially hosted at CERN in Europe. And the majority of you did give us your data, so thanks so much for that. Jan kindly put together this graph this morning, which showed as an estimate, by having an online-only meeting, that we avoided quite a large carbon footprint from our travel. At around 71 tons of carbon dioxide equivalent. So we are already starting to think about how we can mitigate our impacts, and this is one of them. So we're quite happy to be able to show that. Some of the goals of why we're having this conference, why we organize Sustainable HEP, is to increase the awareness of the impact of our field of high energy physics on the environment, to discuss the intersection of high energy physics and the climate crisis, highlight some of the sustainability initiatives that are going on already within our community and also alongside the high energy physics community. And we also want to exhibit and deliver positive, tangible steps forward. So we want you to feel hopeful after this conference, not depressed that the climate crisis and this really, what's the word, the wicked problem is overwhelming. We want you to walk away thinking this that there's hope and there's people who are working and care about this. I'll touch on a sustainability context, but we've got some fantastic talks coming up that will go into a lot more detail. But sustainability by definition is to meet the needs of the present without compromising the ability of future generations to meet their own needs. It's generally agreed that sustainability has three main pillars: environmental, social, and economic. We'll be focusing a little more on environmental throughout this conference, but we also do not want to forget the fact that social and economic, we don't want to forget the social and economic inequities of big science projects at the heart of energy physics. So they're not separate from each other, they are interlinked. As most of you are aware, Over the last hundreds of thousands of years, we've had a pretty flat distribution of our CO2, parts per million in the atmosphere. And we've seen over the last century or so, a very direct and almost indisputable link to human activities and their greenhouse gases. And these can come from things like burning of fossil fuels, deforestation, agriculture, transport, etc. We have extreme danger of exceeding 1.5 degrees of global warming, according to the International Panel of Climate Change reports. At the moment, the world is heading towards a warming of 2.4 degrees Celsius with our 2030 targets, and perhaps even higher with current policies. And so that begs the question, if a 4 degrees cooling created an ice age, can we really handle 2 to 3 degrees of heating in the next 70 years? So where does high energy physics actually intersect with these emissions of greenhouse gases? Well, we'll be seeing a lot of that over the next 4 days. But some of the examples are the construction of our facility and the components within them, the consumption of resources, so energy, gases, water, et cetera, the computing that we use, so either processing data or storing data, and also our travel, as we touched upon earlier. So we're hoping to, within our field, to aim towards sustainably and mindfully moving forward in the future. We want to facilitate the use of greener technologies and systems and join the global effort of the climate crisis mitigation and achieve some real positive outcomes. So a bit more about the conference in terms of communication. We do encourage you to turn on your cameras when you're speaking, especially if you're asking a question. We don't expect you to, it's not compulsory, but we really do encourage this. We will have to be quite strict with timing your talks. We have a wonderfully packed schedule. And we really don't want to have to interrupt you. So please do keep to your time. It would also be great if you were to upload your slides before your talk to help with accessibility, but also any technical issues if we have any. All of the sessions will be recorded and we will upload them to the Indico page as soon as possible. We'll also be using a website called Slido, for the panel discussion. So you can submit any questions there. You're able to do that anonymously if you so wish. And the links for those will be published on the day and also on the Indico page, and you'll be able to access those. We also have a Mattermost channel. So this is a server where you can join and have discussions via text during and after the workshop. So this can become a community space. I provided the link here. Obviously, you don't want to be typing this out. So if you download or open the slides from the Indico page, you will just be able to click on that. We also have a link tree linking to all of our social media presence and also a LinkedIn group that we've created to help connect and provide networking throughout and after the conference. A little bit on code of conduct. We do encourage everyone to include their full name and your preferred pronouns in your Zoom display name. Please ensure that your microphones are muted when you're not speaking. And if you do wish to talk or ask a question, please raise your hand. But please don't interrupt speakers while they're giving their talk. Or you can use the chat window to try to attract the attention of the session conveners. We do expect you to treat one another with courtesy, respect, kindness, and professionalism. We cannot tolerate inappropriate language or behavior, and this applies across all of the program sessions, including Mattermost and our other virtual platforms. So we do expect you to act with sensitivity towards the many distressing and ongoing troubles around the world. I'd also like to say a thank you to our in-kind sponsors. So thank you to the John Adams Institute for Accelerator Science at the University of Oxford. Thank you to the to Royal Holloway, University of London, to CERN, and to the Department of Physics at the University of Oxford again. So with that, we have a very exciting agenda for you today. We'll be starting off with Professor Ruth Wood, followed by Dr. Caterina Vernieri, followed by Professor Yemina Saheb, We'll then take a quick health break for you to stretch your legs and take a break from the screen. And then we'll have some a mixture of flash talks from organizations and from individuals following that and ending our day. So with that, welcome again. We're really excited for today. And if I stop sharing my screen, I can invite Ruth to share her screen. And while you do that, I can give you a short introduction. If I can find my screen.